Well, see, at that point, when he's doing his closing, his customer hasn't pulled the job yet.
So right. Rich didn't cancel the order when the sales guy was in there in the first place. All righty. Examples of this macro. So we talked about the micro, which is the activity close. That's the micro. The macro is the bigger thing. Examples of macro closings. The one that I like the best, and the one I think that we as a company are best positioned to do, are training programs. Because a training program can... I asked, in fact, we went around the country doing all these things and so on, and I said to guys, how long could you do a training program for a company with, say, 500 employees? How long would it take to make that happen? Let's say they had 100 employees. How long would it take? Could you do that in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Not a chance. I don't want to be disrespectful, and I'm not saying that it couldn't be done. But what did I say about doing training programs? One thing we wanted to have done in a training. Anytime you do a training program, you want to do a what?
Presentation.
Well, of course you're going to do a presentation, but you want to do
a smaller group?
No. Anytime you do a presentation, you want to make sure you have a live demo, exactly. So you tell me how you're going to put together a live demo in a plant.
I was sworn you said it was going to be in a keg of beer.
Well, you probably, I don't know, in some cases that might not be enough, but a live demonstration ought to be part of any training program. You cannot put together a live demonstration in a couple of weeks. I mean, I'm not saying you couldn't do it, but I mean, if to do it right and so on, if you got a lot of people... Well, I'll show you exactly how long it takes on the next page, I think, actually, is where it is. But let's continue. Cost reduction projects. So generally how this works is you go into an account, and a guy says, hey, could you help me with this? I got bad chip control problems over here, or I got hard spots breaking my inserts off over here. And you work on that, and you fix it. And a customer says, Joe, thanks, man. You really helped me on this. I really appreciate it. And that's what I needed help on, and you did it, and I'm going to order that stuff from you. Now, what Joe should say is, well, I'm really delighted that you were happy with what we were able to do together. Why don't we sit down and try to figure out how we can help you more? Is there some other area we can work on together? And that's how that starts. And so now you work on something other, and it just gets bigger. It gets bigger and bigger, and I'll show you exactly in the next page we got to how to do this. The next thing here is identifying productivity improvement projects and then formally agreeing to a partnership. Your objective, every customer visit should have an objective that must be accomplished in the context of becoming the customer's preferred supplier. So let's look on the next page. The next page is page 46. These two projects are fundamental. These are fundamental projects that a CECO sales rep would have to do these. And in each step, we have the right amount of time that is a collective agreement that this is what we should do. And when I say that, in all the programs I've done for Carbaloy, we've put these kind of charts in, and then somebody would say, hey, John, what about this? You know, you left the step off. So I'm telling you, this is like after 50 iterations, we got to these two setups here. You'll notice that the first one is to re-engineer the A474 shaft. Now, that could be anything, whatever the heck it is. The first thing you need to do is you and your buddy, you need to sit down and kind of hammer out where you're going, what you're going to do, and then you need to propose it to somebody's boss somewhere and get their approval. Then I need to identify who are the team members. So obviously you're a team member, but the customer has to have some team members too. And those team members might be the foreman, they could be a tool engineer, you know, quality guy, who knows. And then you have to, as a group, analyze the existing situation and so on. So each of these steps is listed here, and it's not some half-assed list. This list reflects the best thinking of many of the folks that have produce these kinds of projects and so on in the field around the United States. So the second one is the training department. This thing goes on for 6 months at least. And look at all those steps. If you do a training program properly, That's what you're going to do. And you tell me how you can do all those things in 2 weeks. Let me tell you, you can't do it right with diplomas and a graduation ceremony, approvals and all this kind of stuff. If you do it this way, who's going to buy the tools? Who's going to buy the tools for the training program? What do you think? The customer's going to buy them. You put together a really professional project like this, and you sit down, you get approvals from their company and so on and so forth, and you come down and it comes to buying the tools, the customer's going to buy the tools. If you do something in 2 weeks, you're going to go out in your car, and you're going to get some inserts out of your car, you're going to go out in a shop and do something, and it's not going to have the effect that doing it right is going to do. And if you do it this way, and the other thing is, if you're in a company doing a training program for 10 weeks or 6 months to do this kind of thing, guess what? You know, you get to know everybody in the whole place, and you get literature out to them and so on and so forth. So a terrific way. So those of you that wrote on your survey to show me how to take business away, how to close an account and all this kind of stuff, this is what you got to do.